During the height of the H1N1 influenza alert, a small team of health department epidemiologists worked late into the night, testing hundreds of patient specimens that were sent to the state laboratory. They were looking for signs of the new flu strain, but what they mostly found was regular seasonal flu. Of the approximately 500 specimens tested, there was one confirmed case of H1N1 and 11 probable cases. 33 samples matched seasonal flu. Epidemiologist Chris Ayersman says that's more seasonal flu cases than she would have expected this late in the year. But she says perhaps it's normal, and the state's heightened surveillance finally detected it.
The H1N1 novel influenza, that really drew our attention to influenza at a time when we normally don't think about it. And it drew attention both on the part of the clinician community as well as the labs for testing, and so we're picking up things that we normally would not have.
As far as flu seasons go, H1N1 aside, this was a fairly unremarkable year. The strains in circulation were mild, and there have been no pediatric deaths in Minnesota, breaking a troubling trend in recent flu seasons. Ayersman thinks changes in the state's vaccination guidelines have made a difference.
Whereas in the past, only a portion of children were recommended for vaccination, now all children, you know, from 6 months through 18 years are recommended to receive an influenza vaccine. So that was, you know, a new twist to this year's influenza season.
The state doesn't track adult deaths from seasonal flu, but the health department estimates that each year 700 to 800 Minnesotans, mostly elderly, die from complications from the virus. Reports from nursing homes appear to reinforce the idea that this was a mild year for flu. The health department says there were fewer long-term care facilities that reported outbreaks among their patients. So what, if anything, does this influenza season suggest about how flu might unfold next fall? Greg Felice is chief of infectious diseases at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Minneapolis. He says with H1N1 now in the mix of flu strains, the situation is even more unpredictable.
Unless things change with the virus, I think the best guess is disease next winter will be similar to what we're seeing now. And so if we see disease next year, there's no reason to expect it would be a lot different, although as this virus can mutate and recombine, and so we can't totally be sure.
Infectious disease experts will be watching the southern hemisphere closely for signs that the H1N1 virus is changing. Flu season there has just begun and will continue through September. Already, though, scientists say they have learned a lot about the new strain of influenza. Felice says certain genetic patterns that are known to cause very severe disease in other strains of flu are not present in H1N1, which he says is reassuring.
I don't think anybody would tell you that we know what all the potential severe patterns of genetic sequences are. So there may be a particularly severe sequence that we've never seen and that we don't know how to recognize. But again, we haven't seen the patterns that have been associated with severity in the past.
While that's likely reassuring to some Minnesotans, health officials don't want the public to get the impression that a severe pandemic is no longer a threat. Peter Sandman is a New Jersey-based risk communicator. He says it's inevitable that each time a pandemic does not materialize, the public becomes a little less concerned.
They warned about bird flu a few years ago, and it didn't happen yet. They warned about swine flu last week, and it happened so, you know, barely invisibly so far.
Sandman doesn't fault public officials for sounding the alarm during the H1N1 flu outbreak. He says they did exactly what they are supposed to do. But he worries that some officials might be tempted to tone down their message this summer.
There's no question that national government will use the calm to become better prepared. But will they ask us to? And if they do, will we listen? Those are the tough questions.
Sandman says he's not sure he would want to stake his reputation on something that may or may not materialize anytime soon. But he says that's exactly what public health leaders and politicians should be doing when it comes to the threat of pandemic flu. Lorna Benson, Minnesota Public Radio News.